the robot eats it, the little hatch opens up, it just chows down.
Somehow the brain has another end.
It's just a little big blob. He has a mouth, I would assume he eats.
Where does he come out, though?
Extra yeah. I don't know. Maybe he poops in the suit like Iron Man.
You think Tony Stark poops in the suit?
Well, I don't know if he poops in the suit, but he pees in it. Remember Iron Man 2? He's like, people ask me all the time how I go in the suit.
That's yeah.
You can't protect the city, man! Deep cut! Deep cut!
Deep cut! Deep cut! Oh, foodies and geeks! It's Matt Man.
And I'm Tommy 20 Questions.
And together we are the Deep Fried Geeks. Our weekly podcast, we talk about food, movies, TV shows, in general geek news. Yeah!
Yeah!
Hey, everybody!
Hey.
How are you doing, Tommy?
Pretty good.
Your finger doing okay?
Yeah, a little lacerated, but we'll live.
All right. Howdy? I don't know what that was. Sorry.
Howdy.
Leviticus. Leviticus was like staring into my soul, and it just kind of threw me off. We were like making direct eye contact for a minute. And I got nervous.
Sorry, into his soul.
There's a snake in my boot?
There's a snake in my boot!
Is it 2 feet?
Alright, welcome to our special 20th episode. If you want to get technical, we've had more than 20 episodes, but none of those were official episodes. Those were just little nugget episodes and stuff. This is like one of our 20th traditional.
This is the whole chicken.
So we thought we would bring out some of the gang and past, really part of the Deep Fried Geeks that just aren't here every week. So we have Leviticus with us.
Hi.
What up, Leviticus? How are you, buddy?
Pretty good.
Good?
Yep.
And Weezer is with us.
Hey.
All right. So we promised
like
you.
It's a family reunion.
It is like a family reunion. It's kind of nice. It's like we're all like hanging out and cuddling on the couch.
I feel like I'm on an episode of Friends.
We're just all guys instead of females.
Yeah.
Should we get some female geeks just to balance it out?
It's the ambiguously gay duo episode.
What? Nothing!
We do hug a lot.
So we promised you that we were going to do a 20 questions with the geeks this week. So we opened up the world of Facebook and other I just cannot think at all and other areas for you guys to go through and ask us questions. Thank you, Tom. It's gonna be a long night. And you asked a bunch of questions, so we're gonna go through and answer all these questions. I figured we could all give our own answer, all four of us even. I think that would be fun.
Yeah.
So we're only going to give first names of the people who ask the questions, and then some questions we'll just leave names off of.
You know who you are.
So we're going to go ahead and get started. Sound good? So our first question is from Allison on Facebook, and Allison asks, if the stormtroopers in the original Star Wars trilogy were Jango Fett's clones with massive military training experience, why do they shoot so terribly? My theory...
What does she mean, like the original trilogy or like episodes 1, 2, 3?
The original trilogy.
Well, they're not all clones in that one.
But we thought they were until just recently, like 6 months ago, I guess.
Well, there's only so many left over from clones.
Okay, so why do stormtroopers in general shoot terribly? You'd think they would have some kind of military training, right? Even if they're not
clones. I don't know. Have you seen the one who hit his head on the door? I don't know.
They're not the sharpest tools in the shed?
You put a big fancy helmet on and try to shoot something that has no iron sights on it, my man.
That's my theory. I think it's the helmet is so big, it does not have big enough eye holes. Like when you put on a Halloween mask. We have Transformers in the room with us. What? So what? That, is that your theory too, Tom? That's my theory. Stars?
So their guns are like, I've never seen too many of them actually aim.
Was he really that good of a shot?
I mean, in the flying around in a jetpack, go pew 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 pew.
Who?
But he, oh. He never hit.
I mean, let's be honest. Boba Fett's stupid.
Whoa.
I think Boba Fett is so overrated.
Oh, dude, he's right behind you.
Oh wait, Boba Fett, where?
I'm getting tired of your shenanigans, Batman. How much do I get paid?
Who shot first? Boba Fett or Mattman? Obviously, Mattman shot some barbs at him.
Obviously, pew, pew. Pissed Boba Fett off. I know that's a little harsh, but I just think he's so overrated.
I feel like they should have done more.
But we're talking about Jango Fett more than Boba Fett. But Boba Fett is a clone of Jango Fett.
Both
so
of them died so easily in both movies.
Well, granted,
in retarded ways.
He fought a Jedi, Jango Fett, and got decapitated. It's not like it was retarded. He literally just got like block, sliced his head off.
He fought Obi-Wan, yeah.
He fought Mace Windu.
I think people are just used to the dog snoring in the podcast.
Well, it wasn't that I heard. I mean, that's better than
the chewing
on that damn bone.
What do you think, Weezer?
I'm tired of these mother effing Mandalorians.
The stormtroopers, why do they shoot bad? Why can't they hit anything if they're military trained? This isn't really your expertise here.
No, I know. Any answer I can come up with is... is either
we're gonna put
or...
some logic
okay.
out here.
Okay, all right.
Let's break it down. Yeah. Logic.
Maybe they get them from like a special needs camp.
Maybe
they could train them, but they get them like two for the price of one.
Half price clones here. Half price clones. What's wrong with them? They're not quite right.
We're still working on the cloning system.
You can't run out bargains of these magnitude.
Oh my god.
Half price, half wit clones. That's why.
I think they're breathing something else in those masks too.
Yeah,
I mean,
deep fried taters. Yeah, they have drugs in the masks. Is that the idea?
You want to buy some death sticks? Heck yeah, I do.
So
I really got to be on duty in 5 minutes.
This is really off topic, but it made me think of this. Have you guys seen the cartoon going around on social media where it's just like a page of some comic sales? It's one page, and it starts, and it's called like Ben Solo, and it starts, or it's called like Chewie and Ben or something like that, and it starts off and you see Chewbacca,
yeah,
and he's holding a little baby.
Oh, I've seen this one.
Right? And then it goes to the next cell over, and then he's playing, Chewbacca's playing with a little toddler, and the toddler's got, like, long black hair. And then it goes to, like, the third cell, and he's, like, him and a preteen are, like, hanging out.
And he's, like, moody. He's, like, all depressed looking.
The first, they're, like, playing a game all happy. and then the next scene... Somebody! And then dog's going crazy. And then the next scene, it goes to, like, moody teenager. This is a serious, like, this... You guys got to get the full grasp of this right now. And then so it goes... The next cell, it goes to, like, a Chewie with a moody teenager. He's all, like, bent over and, like, crying. And Chewbacca's trying to console him. And then the next cell, it's another one of him being, like, all angry. And Chewie's
walking away or
and he's, like, walking away. And Chewie's got his head down. And then it goes to Chewie alone by himself. And then the next cell you see is Kylo Ren sticking the lightsaber, spoilers, through Han Solo's chest. And then it goes to Chewie back, and it's got, like, a viewfinder. Like, he's looking through the scope on his crosshairs. And it's a headshot right on Kylo Ren. Like, he's aiming in for a effing headshot, right? And then it goes next, and then it goes to Chewie's face, and his emotions change, and he gets sad. And then you can just tell, like, he's remembering little boy. And then the next scene, you just see the crosshairs drop to the abdomen, and that's it.
Hits him in the hip, yeah.
Oh! Like, all the feels on that. And the reason why I thought about that is because blasters and then the crossbow. Nobody else has major feels on that? I think
I saw it on there. It makes me excited to see what's going to happen.
With Chewie, like, does Chewie, like, chase after him and kill him?
I never, after the movie, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Like, how is Chewie really reacting to it, you know?
You were like my brother, Ben.
Obviously, we know now.
Yeah, not now we know he's sad.
We don't even need a movie. Yeah. The hell with the movies. We don't even need to see. We know now.
Allison, our long answer to your question is...
Helmets and bad training.
Helmets, bad training,
defective
clothes. And they got their stormtroopers from a special needs camp.
The Fets just suck, period.
Apparently.
Yes.
According to
the
Matt,
Fets suck, period. All right, David... asks, what is the best Pringle flavor? So if you haven't seen lately, they have a bunch of different Pringle flavors out. I would say traditional Pringle flavors, they have like what? Sour cream and onions,
cheddar.
Regular Pringles. Probably I think barbecue. They had a barbecue. Now they've got like pizza.
Ranch.
Chili con queso.
What was the flavor we had? For the blind,
the chili con,
the
chili con. That was good.
That was pretty good.
I like that.
My favorite is
the
original Pringles. I love original Pringles. I can just like throw those things down all day long. How about you, Time of Two Stars?
Pumpkin spice.
Get the hell out of here.
Get out of my house.
No, that would be terrible. I think.
It would be bad. I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to do that though.
I like barbecue chips in general, so like or sour cream and onion, so either one of those are good.
Yeah. How about you, Weez?
Cheddar. All the way. Cheddar.
Cheddar ones are pretty
cheddar
good.
Cheddar, be kidding me.
Mm-hmm.
No. And you said the chili con?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Let's go with that.
Because you're Mexican.
Of course you like
those
the
are our favorite Pringle flavors.
Thanks, David.
Yeah, thanks, David.
No tangents on that.
Number three, Justin. This one's a little long-winded. Justin asks, how hard should the mom who started the petition for a PG-13 release of Deadpool be drop-kicked in the face?
That's just ended right there.
Yeah,
okay.
No, we gotta go through the whole thing because it puts more passion into it. Seriously, Deadpool as he was as close to an R rating that the comics code could allow back then. When Liefeld created him, I know that he's been made to be kid-friendly on a few of the kid cartoons on occasion, but even his video game was riddled with cursing, extreme violence, and more than its fair share of dick jokes. Sorry. Bad words! It had an M rating. Anything less than an R would be a genuine disservice to the character and his fans. You're a jerk, lady. That's the whole thing. So the main question is, how hard should we dropkick this lady in the face? So you guys, if you listen to last week's podcast, I kind of maybe agree with the lady. So I should be drop-kicked in the face also.
I agree. I can see why she's doing it.
Yeah.
But I think what they should do is leave the theatrical release as it is. And if they want to do a PG version on DVD or PG-13, do that.
Yeah, I just don't see why it needs to be so raunchy.
I bet she's also the type of mom who lets her 4-year-old play like Halo and like Call of Duty and stuff.
Oh, I'm sure.
Games that are way not appropriate for this kid.
I'm sure. I mean, have you guys seen the newest clip though of the Deadpool movie?
Not the one that came out like last week.
It's pretty raunchy. Basically, if you don't want to hear something gross, then just fast forward a minute. Basically, he's gonna propose to his girlfriend, right? And then she's going to propose to him instead. And then what he does is he all of a sudden pulls a ring pop out of nowhere. And she's like, where did you get that? And he's like, no. Well, she's, where were you hiding that? And he's like, nowhere. And then it zooms out and it shows his bare butt. So, like, he had it in as, like, a butt plug. It was pretty nasty. And, like, you don't need
that. But
that's
totally Deadpool, though.
But... I don't think you need to go that extreme though. I think you can. So
okay,
but
here's a question.
I get it and I don't get it.
Do you think Baxter deserved to be dropkick in Anchorman?
No, I don't think I've ever seen Anchorman.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
I think I've seen like clips and stuff, but I don't even know who Baxter. I think I might have seen it when
Baxter
it first came out.
Baxter was Ron Burgundy's dog.
I can't even tell you if I know who Baxter is.
That's Ron Burgundy's dog.
Sorry,
oh my God.
You guys are so disappointed.
Well,
right
let's just synopsis what happens. Okay, so he's on the road and he's driving and he's eating a burrito.
Oh, I thought you were going to like synopsis the whole movie.
No,
no,
that'll take a while.
There's a bunch of different directions this could go.
So he's driving in the middle of the road, he's eating a burrito, and he's like, I don't want this burrito. Throws the burrito out the window, hits this biker in the face, who happens to be Jack Black. Which is awesome. The guy pulls over, he's like, hey, man, what are you doing, man? Throwing burritos out your window? What's going on? He's like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm just going to... He's like, well, you think it's nice to throw things you like right out of the window? Hey, he grabs a dog, punts him off the bridge. There you go!
Aww. Poor puppy.
Well, that's okay, because Baxter comes back and saves the day.
Yeah, exactly. So if we dropkick this woman, she might come back and save the day.
Maybe. She's going to come and be the...
I don't agree with her. She should be dropkicked.
So my answer would be very hard at all, like a baby dropkick.
Did you see the Deadpool Twitter's response to that?
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty funny and clever. It's like, dear lady who wants her son to go see my movie, F you.
Yeah.
Love Deadpool.
The other thing he says, like, P.S. Okay,
all right. Was it the son deathly ill?
I think that's the main premise. He's dying.
If he's... Let him see the movie.
If he is dying,
he's on his deathbed, and he's going to live long enough to see that movie. He really wants to see it. I'd let my son see it.
Yeah. Well, I would totally let my son see it.
He's not going to be able to see it before he goes.
Right. Yeah. He's not going to understand what it is, but hell with it.
Pops do. So how hard do you want to dropkick this lady in the face, Tommy?
I really just want to ignore this lady, to be honest. You should curb what your kid does, but whatever.
Okay. How about you, Weez?
Slightly.
Slightly. Okay. And Leviticus?
Tripper.
Just trip her down.
Yeah.
Just trip her as she's walking.
Accidentally trip her.
Okay.
Trip
cool.
her in the mud.
There you go, Justin. All right, number four. This one's a little more complicated.
God loves it.
I don't know who's going to be able to put a whole bunch of input into this.
The crazy lady.
Charles asks, who writes better comic books, Frank Miller or Neil Gaiman? Or Gaiman. Everybody always yells at me how I pronounce his name. Do you guys know who Neil is?
Nope.
Anybody but me? Neil, his main thing is Neil wrote Sandman.
Yeah.
Sandman is a graphic novel that he wrote.
He won a Pulitzer for that, didn't he?
He did. He did win some awards for it. They're going to be turning it into a TV show, I think. Everything else was like... I mean, nothing huge that you would know, really. He, Neverwhere, American Gods, Stardust, Coraline, you would know that, right?
They made a movie off it.
Yeah, and then he went through and wrote some one-offs of things, but nothing really that great or memorable, but he's definitely known for Sandman, and,
Sandman cometh.
Beowulf, he wrote.
Beowulf?
Yeah,
the 8th century,
like a comic version of it.
That would be cool.
Though. Yeah,
I like Beowulf.
I am Beowulf.
I'm trying to find.
Who are you? But Beowulf.
I'm trying to find what comics like of the big two he wrote, because I know he did write some big two. I had it down, but I can't find it, so it's all right. Because I already have my own answer. And then you have Frank Miller. Frank Miller.
Noise is what I was worried about.
Daredevil in the early 1980s, he wrote. He wrote The Dark Knight Returns.
Sorry, I had a weird... That's something in my throat. Let me watch it now.
Wrote The Dark Knight Strikes Again. He also was the creator of 300. He also was creator of... He wrote Sin City. So for me, Frank Miller, hands down. Like, in my opinion, Frank Miller is probably the greatest... comic book writer of all time. He completely changed the way we look at Daredevil and Batman. The reason why we have Dark Brooding Batman and Dark Broody Daredevil is because of Frank Miller. Like, the Daredevil
so
run...
So you can say that Frank Miller ruined their lives, is that what you said? I would have had a normal life if it wasn't been for you, Frank Miller!
Could
have enjoyed sunsets.
He gave us pretty much... everything we know and love about those characters. And he He created a couple characters too. Oh, he created obviously the girl Robin, which is escaping my name.
Carrie Kelly.
Carrie Kelly, thank you. I'm just not thinking well today at all. I'm sorry, guys.
Okay. We'll be
so.
We'll
how
be
how
mates.
About you, Tommy? What's your opinion?
I think Frank Miller. I think he's done. You're right. I agree with you 100%. Like he helped shape the characters that we love, like thank Play-Doh.
Weezer, do you have an opinion on this?
Frank Miller.
Awesome.
If it was going to be different between Frank Miller or Alan Moore, that would be a bigger decision.
He's
but
dropping
Frank
down
Miller.
Some serious cheese down with
I'm impressed.
Yeah, seriously.
I want to kiss you right now.
What's stopping you, bro?
How about you, Leviticus?
Frank Miller.
Frank Miller.
Yeah.
All right, Charles.
Pretty
here's
unanimous.
Our opinion. Number six. Charles had another one. Charles' other one was, who's the better director? Like, which movies do you like better, Guy Ritchie or Quentin Tarantino? I think everybody knows what Quentin Tarantino directed and stuff. Guy Ritchie is known for Snatch. He's known for Lock, Stock, and the Two Smoking Barrels.
He was married to Madonna.
Pre-Madonna.
Oh, was he really?
Post-Madonna, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Ago.
Trying to look for another. I mean, Sherlock Holmes and Sherlock Holmes the Game of Shadows. He did too.
I like those.
Madonna Celebration, the video collection.
I'm doing this for my wife.
Yeah,
let's just get this over with.
So I would say like his big two would be Snatch and Lock, Stock.
Yeah. He did the recent what was that one? The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Yeah,
yeah.
Was that good?
It was really good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
And then you got Quentin Tarantino, who a lot of people know, Pulp Fiction, Reservoir Dogs, Kill Bill Volume 1 and 2.
A lot of random stuff. Yeah.
The Hateful Eight, which just came out. The Django Unchained, Inglourious Basterds he wrote, which is great. Grindhouse, he wrote the Death Proof segment.
Not the other one.
It's just so much stuff.
I think it's
Natural Born Killers. He did the story for.
For me, it's simple, and it's Tarantino.
Yeah, Tarantino is
definitely
like his films are so much fun. I think my favorite film of his is Kill Bill. I love Kill Bill. I thought
have
it was
you
just
seen
like,
Django yet?
No, I haven't seen.
Oh
Django
my gosh,
it's good.
It's really good.
So is that kind of unanimous?
I think Tarantino. I would agree with you too. He's a very kooky dude, but he's pretty good. He's pretty good.
Isn't he in all of his movies?
Yeah,
too?
He always has usually some.
He always
part.
Puts himself
yeah.
in there. Hitchcockian style.
If you could pick one like comic book movie you would love to see Quentin Tarantino direct, what do you think it would be? For me, I would love to see him do Iron Fist. I think an Iron Fist and Power Man movie,
yeah.
I think what he would do sweet out with the fight scenes and stuff.
Yeah.
Kind of copy the Kill Bill type sense. I think that would be really cool.
It's not a superhero, but a cartoon. I would love to see him do in real life is Samurai Jack.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I would love to see him do
that'd
a rendition
cool.
on that.
Cause that, yeah.
That's coming back, too.
Is it? Oh, I love Samurai Jack.
That's a
yeah.
neat idea. How about you, Weez?
That's a good question.
Okay.
I don't know.
You got one, Tommy?
Maybe if he did, like, a reboot of, like, The Matrix or something, that would be cool.
Ooh, oh, that would be cool.
Interesting.
That would be sweet.
Yeah.
Other than the hate, did you guys see The Hateful Eight?
No, not yet.
I heard it did not get very many good reviews.
Yeah. Well, two.
But
I know
reviews
he
are
went on
everything.
Howard Stern, and he pretty much like chewed Disney
yeah, I
out.
I heard that. Yeah,
he chewed him out it wasn't Disney. It was a theater or somewhere. I don't know that was supposed to do a release for him.
Mm-hmm.
It was both the theater and Disney. Disney pretty much gave the theater. Like, hey, you either do this or you're never getting any more of our releases.
Dang.
And so the theater turned Tarantino down saying, sorry, you know, we want Disney.
Wow.
And so he went on Howard Stern and just, like, completely went off.
Wow.
And just was pissed off about it.
Yeah. It wasn't released everywhere either. Like, it was very limited showings.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go, Charles. All right, number six. Timothy asks, who is the lamest, most puffed up superhero that is for whatever reason considered famous and popular in this day and age?
I'll tell you about
it. I like him. I think he's just too overrated, and that's Wolverine.
What?
I think that... I don't know. I like Wolverine, but I think that he's just... That's their main thing. X-Men, that's their main focus is Wolverine. I want to see other things.
Yeah, but like... Yeah,
well, okay.
Who holds a candle next to Wolverine other than maybe Gambit?
Wolverine in general, though, I think is awesome.
I think he's awesome,
right.
Too.
There's a lot of cool X-Men awesome that too. they've put in the shadow.
Again.
But maybe that's what's going to happen with this Deadpool movie. They're going to kind of show that, you know, there are cooler X-Men.
And see, that's what I want. That's what I want. I love Wolverine.
You just
want him
to stop focusing on Wolverine.
I just want
so
them
much.
To stop focusing
yeah.
on him
yeah.
every
I
time.
I can see that.
Every single
Especially
movie.
Especially in the movies.
Yeah,
in the movies,
that's
he's way too much
at.
Of a focus.
That's what I'm getting at.
This new movie, I don't think he's going to be as much of a focus.
It would be great.
I hope he has a cameo in it, though, because that would be funny.
I kind of don't.
Because I like in First Class, where they just, like, when they were trying to go through all the mutants,
yeah.
and they go to the bar, Wolverine does, like, hey, we want to help you in this program. He's like, F off.
Yeah.
How about you, Tommy? Like,
Superman.
Yeah, you're not a Superman guy.
It just to me, feels like, what's the best powers we can put into one person? Oh, he's invincible. Oh, he's super strong. Oh, we can shoot laser beams out of his eyes. He's got, like, all these awesome powers and, like, one or two weaknesses. It's kind of ridiculous. Like, overkill.
He's got a 2-foot-long cape.
Yeah, that cape is pretty super.
It's probably longer than 2 feet.
Slapping in the wind.
How about you, Weezer? Who do you think is
flapping in the wind?
Who do you think is overblown or kind of puffed up or that you're sick of seeing?
Captain America?
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, I get it. I I like it, but... like, he's got the cool shield and he's super patriotic. But other than that, like, you know.
I think it.
He's
you're
got
right.
super strengths and super speed.
Well, the problem is it's not
and he's a leader.
Patriotic time anymore.
Yeah.
Where, like, right. back in, like, you know, like, during the Cold War and stuff like that, it would make more sense.
Exactly.
It's worked a lot
yeah.
better in that time period, which.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I'm done with him. Like.
Did you like the movies, though?
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to the next one because.
It's not going to be a real Captain America movie. It's going to be all everybody else.
Yeah, everybody against Captain
so,
this one.
So, there is one movie, one more movie I would love to see Wolverine is, and that is...
Black Swan?
Yeah, that's what I want to
that's
see.
That's what I was thinking.
Is Captain America and Wolverine's relationship that they had in the past.
Yeah, because he was one of the Howling Commandos.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be neat.
That would be kind of cool to bring.
Unfortunately, it probably never happened.
It won't.
No,
but
no,
that would be cool, though. Yeah.
That would be pretty cool. For me,
just don't call him a mutant, and they can put him. Who's that? Oh, that's just got some guy.
If I want to go hero,
James,
yeah.
I'm probably
gonna say. I'm tired of seeing Deadpool already.
Yeah.
Like, I just think that Deadpool, like. I get it, he's fun and funny, but I just think, like...
They're really hyping it
up. It's just, yeah, it's just a shock value thing, and that's all he goes for, and, like, you see him everywhere. But, like, aside from that, because I had to go hero, like, one person I'm tired of seeing is the Joker. Like, I love Joker, but, like, enough. Batman has so many more villains
yeah.
that have a more complicated and romantic
yeah.
and beautiful story than the Joker. Like, you could do a beautiful movie with Mr. Freeze as the main villain. Like, how awesome would that be?
Well, you just,
yeah.
you
and that whole tragic love story, and I'm sorry.
No, and I agree 100%.
Right?
Like, I think, like, Mr. Freeze is a great character because it has a lot of depth to him.
Yeah.
Mr. Joker, he's crazy.
Or like,
yeah.
a serious Penguin movie. Like, going back into the whole Cobblepot story and following that from the comics, actually, and not just some crazy deranged mutant. Like, I think I'm tired of the Joker already. So
makes sense.
Those are our questions. That was a good question.
They're not coming out with another Ant-Man, are they?
They are. It's
okay.
called Ant-Man and the Wasp.
I'd like to change my answer.
You don't like Ant-Man?
I don't like Ant-Man.
It was
a nice little departure from the normal.
Yeah. Like, I think that's the description you even gave. You're like, it was fun.
It was fun.
But it's like nothing.
It was just a nice little break from what they
had. Yeah, that's all I really call it. It was just like a little break from the normal wormhole.
That's why I'm excited about Doctor Strange, man.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah,
that's going to be so trippy and awesome.
Because that's also like, you know, because until Thor came out, it was all kind of like based in reality.
Thor was great.
But then Doctor Strange really got to turn on it. Yeah. Invert it.
Yeah, that's one thing they've done great is like every movie I think in Marvel they captured the essence of the character in the comics perfectly.
I think they made some smart casting choices.
They did for sure. There you go, Tim. Number 7, Crystal asks, which superhero do each of you think has the coolest outfit, spandex or cape, and why? So what is your favorite outfit of a superhero?
Off the record, that was my wife.
That was your wife.
I didn't know she asked a question. Wow.
Yeah, that was your wife.
Okay.
Crystal.
Crystal. Drink it out. How about you, Tommy? What's your favorite superhero outfit?
The Hulk, man.
Purple pants? Just
straight purple pants. It's simple. It's so simple. No,
showing he's ready to party, but he's classy at the
same time. I kind of want to say Batman because it's just like so much to it.
Yeah,
but I don't know. That might be
so
too much
thought behind it all. And,
yeah.
I like Daredevil's outfit a lot.
Yeah, the show, the Netflix show, I think that looks really sweet.
That was really cool. In the comics, it's great too, and just how like his eyes are covered and the red and the horns. I love Daredevil's outfit. That's probably my favorite.
I'm going to have to say Captain Underpants.
Captain Underpants. That egg-shaped superhero.
A tidy whitey.
You like those tidy whiteys?
Oh, yeah.
How about you, Weezer?
I'm going to say Iron Man.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
I think it just looks sweet.
I mean, he's got gold in there.
Yeah. You like the classic copper and gold look?
I do.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember... was that movie? Was it had to have been in like the early 90s? Rocket Man?
Yeah.
Rocketeer.
There we go.
That was a cool helmet.
That was really cool helmet.
It was for sure.
Makes you think of like Cybermen kind of.
Yeah.
Batman's cape drawn by Neil Adams. My brain is so slow today. Neil Adams is a comic artist, and the way he draws Batman's cape is so beautiful. If you see, like, the Batmans that have the long, flowing cape that, like, wraps around them, or that's super long and, like, artsy, that's the Neil Adams cape. It's just so cool.
Reminds me of, that makes me think of Spawn, too.
Spawn had an awesome cape. The cape was, like, alive.
Oh, yeah.
Turned into weapons.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I forgot about Spawn. I don't want to change to Spawn.
That is cool.
Like super chains and like
you just like you just like Leviticus. You just want to change.
What was your answer again?
that's
my answer.
That's my answer. The Hulkbusters. Hulkbuster count. That's like a suit.
Yeah, sure.
Number 8. Tracy asks. This one's crazy, guys. Why is there not a superhero named Captain Cheeseburger? There is a sandwich named a Hero Sandwich. Also, what is a hero sandwich's superpower?
You don't know how to think about it. Wasn't there a Captain Cheeseburger and a Scooby-Doo crossover and Shaggy and Scooby ate him? Didn't that what happened?
There you go. There was Captain Cheeseburger and he got eaten.
More than likely, he's going to get eaten. He's a giant cheeseburger, I'd assume, like Mayor McCheese.
What do you think Captain Cheeseburger's superpowers would be?
Shooting out pickles. Really sharp pickles.
Like pickle rings.
Yeah.
Pickle. That's pretty good. With
onion string.
You think he can shoot ketchup and mustard out of his nipples?
Wait a minute, he has nipples.
This is coming from the guy who hates Deadpool.
I like that answer,
sorry,
Tommy.
Captain, you need to catch up.
There's not a Captain Cheeseburger because he got eaten by Shaggy and Scooby.
There you go.
He
met the Justice League.
If a hero sandwich had a superpower, What would the superpower of the hero sandwich be?
Give you diabetes?
No, that would be his. That would be his villain.
Diabetes.
I'm Captain Diabetes.
His superpower. What does diabetes look like?
It looks like Wilford Brimley. This is an old round man with a mustache.
Or is
kind of like Mystique, only a fat man.
He's got like an American flag t-shirt on. He's in a power wheelchair.
Hover around. That actually hovers.
I'm the real American hero.
You think you can defeat me again? I'm going to throw some sugarless candy at you.
He's got a cape made
of
candy.
I'm sorry, is there mayonnaise on this sandwich? Not anymore.
I think a hero sandwich's power would be that it's delicious.
To destroy hunger. However,
that question's ridiculous. Does anybody else want to have input on that question? Number 9.
I think we need to have someone draw up diabetes as a character.
This question is going to be more directed towards Leviticus and Tommy Two Stars, maybe even Weezer. I don't have too much of an opinion on this.
It's going to be directed at everybody.
It's an
inverted question.
I'll just shut up now.
This one goes to Leviticus. I mean, Tommy Two Stars. Probably both of them. Maybe Weezer. We're all going to answer this question.
I'll have one tomorrow. Okay. That's what I feel right now. I feel like it's picking me again. Joshua says Final Fantasy - greatest RPG franchise ever. So I figure we kind of spin that off into, if it's not Final Fantasy, what do you think the greatest RPG franchise or just RPG is?
Well, I can kind of
There's different RPGs, obviously. There's
you get
massive,
like World of Warcraft, where you have multi,
MMOs.
And then you have like the straightforward, like.
I am not a Final Fantasy fan at all. Yeah.
No, you're not.
I played 7. 7 was fun, but I really love Kingdom Hearts. Seven. Which is like Disney and Final Fantasy had a love child.
I do love Kingdom Hearts, though.
But is that classified as an RPG necessarily?
Yeah, you play as a character who levels up and gets abilities.
It's turn-based too, isn't it?
No,
it's not turn-based.
Yeah.
I think you could still count it because I think that classifies as RPG. I think you need to have a main character who can level up and you can build.
I never really played the turn-based.
Forget it. We're going to go in a field and do live action roleplay.
Let's all dress up and have hit points.
Sorry.
I love Kingdom Hearts too. Did you guys ever play the Mario RPG?
Oh my gosh!
I remember that.
That was
a lot of
awesome.
Fun too. I didn't have a Super
that
Nintendo.
That was awesome.
That was a good game.
I remember when I got rid. Eventually, like in, I don't know. 5 or 6 years ago, I found out about emulators.
Yeah.
And I put Super Nintendo on my computer. And that was the first game I put on there was Mario RPG.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Final Fantasy is, if you were to poll the majority of people, they would say that would be the best.
I agree.
I think
they have great stories.
I think The Elder Scrolls is a really good one. Too.
Yeah, Skyrim.
Skyrim.
People love Skyrim.
Yeah.
Like, there's such a huge following for that game specifically.
Yeah.
Like, I believe they'll come out with a new one. Sorry,
have any of you guys heard of EverQuest?
Yeah.
That,
I think that got way overshadowed by like,
I mean,
World
that's
of Warcraft.
Different, though. I mean, that's MMOs,
yeah.
RPG.
Once World of Warcraft came out, other games like EverQuest,
would you
and
consider
RuneScape
the
just got overshadowed.
Yeah.
Would you guys consider the Arkham games RPGs?
No, that's more of like action.
No, huh?
But you can build up and level up Batman.
Yeah. It's still, I don't know.
I don't know.
Again, what really classifies?
Yeah.
You know, what's the classifier?
Because if you break it down, role-playing, you are playing Batman. You would technically call Batman a role. He's a protector of Gotham. I don't know.
But
I would consider that
same,
more like an action
game.
RPG.
I played the original Final Fantasies for when they first came out for like Nintendo or whatever, old system.
Yeah.
Like the old ones. And then I played 7. And 7 was just kind of boring to me.
I
like,
love 7.
The story was great, but I am not a big fan of the
turn-based.
Because
That was kind of the downside. But
I don't like turn-based either. I really don't.
What about what was the game for Nintendo? And then they released it later, and
that's
was more
good
of a
Pokemon's a
RPG Gauntlet.
Oh, I love Gauntlet.
Yeah.
Gauntlet Legends.
Gauntlet.
Oh, I love that game.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good game.
Going back to Skyrim though.
Gauntlet Legends.
Recently, I've been playing Fallout 4.
Dark Legends.
That's a really fun game.
Yeah, yeah,
people,
yeah, Fallout. Yeah.
Fallout
4,
could you consider Fallout as an RPG?
Oh yeah,
sure.
Definitely.
Yeah. I've never played the Fallout games.
The original.
I think in order to be an RPG, you have to have like a game where you like have main quests, side quests,
well,
that, stuff like
and
that.
You're, okay, so you brought up Batman. Like Arkham City, Arkham Asylum, all those. So yes, you can build up the character to say you're upgrading, obviously his you know
his tools
or whatever. But another sense that they bring into like I guess what classifies.
We're just playing hairstyle.
We're just going
hair.
Right to the point on this one.
I'm
trying to grow it out
is
to 2 feet.
Just the
she's so virile.
Just the fact that of how you can build up your character in, say, you know, all those different ones, you actually, I can't do that.
Nobody knows what you're talking about, Levi.
We're trying to.
We should take a picture of this at the end.
No, we all need to get tinfoil and put it around our head and say we're trying to block the brain.
We're making unicorn horns with our hair. Okay.
Anyway, but like. So in Final Fantasy, you can build up each character's...
Yeah, separately. Kind
yeah, of. Separately.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and it's the same thing in you know, in Fallout or Skyrim. You know, there's different points where you can build them up.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy is great.
I love Final Fantasy.
I don't.
I'm looking forward to the remake of 7.
Oh.
So, I would answer... I would answer yes.
Weez is going to say yes. Tommy says yes.
Yeah.
Levi says no.
No.
I say Kingdom Hearts.
I love Kingdom Hearts. Can't wait for the next one.
But we're both Disney files. Okay. There you go, Joshua. Number 10. My mom, who is an avid listener. Thank you, Mom. I love you.
Mom, Batman, best podcaster ever.
How'd you know?
Cutiest of the cuties.
If each of you had superhero powers, what would you want them to be? And the second question was, why doesn't Batman have any superhero powers? So what would you want your superhero power to be, Leviticus?
It's a really hard question. I would want to be, okay, I'm going to pick a style of superhero because that's kind of where my mind's going. I would want to be that rich billionaire type of superhero.
He could just buy what he wants.
Not only that, just, I don't know. So I can help the community also.
So like a Bruce Wayne, Tony
Stark.
So not like Spider-Man who's like poor and has to worry about how he's going to pay the bills and be a superhero at the same time.
Right, exactly.
I
want to know I have security behind me.
Yeah.
So you want to have a suit. You want that to be your superpower?
Yeah. Yeah, technology. Having that financial background to have all those tools that I need.
Is Iron Man's coming? He's going to beat you.
I'm going to make sure... You know, as Batman, I'm going to make sure a taco stand at every corner. Batman for mayor.
Here comes Iron Hombre.
He's got a sombrero. He's got like a metal sombrero that he throws like Captain America's shield and comes back. It's like the Raiden hat where it's got like the cut of the sword.
Well, that's not Raiden.
That's not Raiden. That's Kung Lao, bro.
That's Kung Lao.
Kung
Lao,
bro.
Yeah.
Sorry, geek card. Didn't Raiden have a hat, though, too?
He did.
Yeah,
he
did.
He didn't throw it.
Yeah, but he didn't throw it.
Who's again James Bond? Little guy.
Oh, Oddjob?
Oddjob.
Man.
How about you, Weezer? What would your superpower be?
Invisibility.
Ooh.
Yeah, without a doubt. That would
be mine. Oh, man. I'd be spying on
it. Would you be like Invisible Woman, where you could make like invisible bubbles and stuff too? Or would you
just
in like force fields or just your body?
No, just my body. And then, you know, I wouldn't be greedy. Like,
sneaking in.
Have you seen Mystery Men?
Yeah.
So it'd be like, I only become invisible
when
if you're
no
not
looking
at
me.
But as soon as you look at me, I've become visible again.
I love Mystery Men. That movie's awesome. That's an underrated superhero movie. It's like, that's part true, of it's very bad, but I love that movie.
Mr. Furious.
Oh, crud. What was it? The Spleen?
The Spleen.
I don't think I've ever seen Paul Rubens. Paul Rubens plays this guy who's cursed by a gypsy, so anytime someone farts, it's him. he's learned to harness his farts and, like, project them at people.
And then there's the Blue Raja, and he throws spoons at people. And they're like, couldn't you throw a fork or a knife sometimes? Like, no, I throw spoons. What do I do?
Spoon!
They have an awesome cast, though, because it's got, like, Hank Azaria, Paul Rubens.
Isn't Ben Stiller in it?
Ben Stiller.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Rush plays the bad guys. It's a good
who's
movie.
Who's Captain Amazing?
Greg Kinnear.
Greg Kinnear. Yeah.
He's awesome.
I'll have to see that movie now.
It's a good movie. It's fun.
It's one of my favorite comedies.
I saw Galaxy Quest for another time the other day.
Oh, I love
so
Galaxy.
I forgot how good Galaxy
so
Quest was.
It's on Netflix.
On Netflix. You should totally watch
it.
It's totally good. Tommy, yours.
I would like to spawn food at an instant. That way I can be Captain Diabetes.
That'd be a pretty good superpower.
Next time we come to the podcast, Tom's going to be rolling in on a scooter.
You guys want a cheeseburger? Hang on, I got to go pump some insulin.
Oh my gosh.
It's one weakness.
So, everybody in this room kind of knows what my superpower would be.
Oh, yeah.
I would be Bean Man or Espresso Man would maybe be my name. And I would make man-made
espresso.
Coffee, which means that I would be able to shoot hot coffee out of my nipples. My breasts, my man breasts, would be able to produce coffee and milk. So, like, I
would it be milk or, like,
shoot hot coffee in your eye. Or, if you're thirsty, I can be like, here's a latte, and shake my boobs, and turn it into, like, a latte.
You don't cross the streets, bro. You don't cross the streets.
Espresso man, I'm in need of assistance.
So, can I have two shots, please?
Oh, come here. Would you like it straight from the tap?
That was going to be my next question. Because when Matt Man came up with this,
we
went around
too, and they could call you the
asking
French
everybody, would you drink it
French
straight
breath.
From the tap?
I did. I asked a lot of people if they
only
would drink my man-made
said,
coffee
yes.
straight from the tap.
Didn't David say no?
Yeah, David said no.
Of course he said
that's
no.
What I thought.
That weirdy.
There were some people that I did not expect to just say yes straight out the bat. I mean, it's coffee, right? Why not?
Yeah.
So would it be offensive to people? Like, how offensive think breastfeeding is offensive? What if me and Tommy Two Stars were at the mall, and I just got him cradled, and he's just going to town? And people are, oh my gosh, like, he's just drinking coffee.
Yeah,
he's having his afternoon
it's
snack.
Natural.
It's natural, people. That's what these are made for.
But he's a man.
Okay, besides your whole superpower,
okay.
That'd be an awesome video to just come up with. Is just go to a public place and literally just you and Tom Tom sit on a bench in public and Tom Tom will be sucking on your nipple. And just see what people say. And just like once everybody finds out, it's like, yeah, we're just petitioning against women who breastfeed
oh
in public.
Oh my gosh. I just feel so dirty right now. I'm covering my nipples.
Is it cold in here?
So that would be my superpower. Okay.
Wow.
Batman doesn't have superpowers because he wasn't like bit by a spider or anything.
Bit by a radioactive bat.
His superpower is money.
I got bit by a spider.
Oh, are you okay, baby?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay, number 11. This
Made
one, Tommy.
Coffee.
Yeah, just squirt it right there.
Suck out the venom.
Just squirt
suck
it
out. Suck it out.
Tommy, we would like to know your earliest memory of experiencing something geeky. So, what can you think of as, like, the first thing that you experienced that people would consider geeky? That you just, like, fell in love with, or, like, you're like, oh my gosh. Whether it be comic books, video games,
I love video games
movies.
Since I was a kid, but there was, you know, just everyone I knew was playing video games. But I think one thing that I was really geeky about when I was a kid was I loved Looney Tunes. Like,
Looney Tunes were the bomb diggity.
So watching the show, all the movies that came out, toys, stuff
like
that.
Did you have, like, the t-shirts with, like, Bugs Bunny with the backwards hat on and stuff?
No. My favorite was Taz, so if I could, like, get anything Taz, Tasmanian Devil, I was all over that. I love Taz.
Aw.
I'm, like, the guy who likes the angry people. I don't know why.
We should get you, because that's not you. I don't think I've ever really seen you angry other than that time I
beat you. Well, don't let's not talk about it!
We should get you a Taz tattoo.
Oh, you could get a Taz tattoo where he's turned into the Incredible Hulk.
The Incredible Taz.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
So, yeah, I think that's probably the other thing I think, because I was just always, like, wake up extra early on Saturdays, tune in, watch Looney Tunes. Like, when Space Jam came out, that literally was my jam.
Space Jam was awesome, man. You heard they're supposed to be making, like, a remake?
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
With LeBron.
LeBron James, I heard he's rumored, yeah.
No.
I think, I don't know, he doesn't have quite the power that Michael Jordan
MJ.
Had.
I thought he did good in the latest Amy Schumer video, or movie, but... Yeah.
LeBron
was
pretty, in that?
He was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did okay.
A train wreck, is that?
I don't even know. I don't even know if I've ever seen that lady in anything. Alright, guys, so number 12. If you could live in any fictional universe, where would it be? So, we're thinking... You know, if you could live in, like, the Doctor Who universe,
Gotham,
if you could live in
Metropolis,
Gotham, Metropolis, New York City with the Marvel New York City, Middle Earth,
Downton Abbey,
Narnia.
We're not going to question it. You go to the same high school that Mean Girls went to. It's up to you, bro.
Walking Dead, even, if you want to live there, it's fine, too. For me, I would want to live in the Shire.
Oh,
I would want to be a hobbit.
So I would assume post the war, Ring War.
Yeah, I want to live like in the good old days of the
like,
Shire.
You want like the book version or the movie version? Because like the book version, you have like where you know they go drop the ring off and they get back, and there's like the war on the Shire.
Yeah, no,
sucks.
I don't want that.
Don't
I want
that?
Happy Shire.
Happy
time.
Shire. All right.
Happy Shire.
Happy Shire. Shire.
I want to just eat and drink and be merry all the time.
It comes in pints.
And plant my
seed.
Plant my seed and wait for Gandalf to come around and steal people away on adventures.
Yep.
And then I'll steal stuff from their houses.
This is a dark turn.
Baggins is left again.
Who else? Who's got theirs?
The shady hobbit. There's a tricksy hobbit.
Have any of you guys seen Green Street Hooligans?
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I for whatever, like, after you mentioned the Shire, I don't know why, I just thought of it because he's in that. What's his name that plays Frodo?
Elijah Wood.
Elijah Wood is in Green Street Hooligans.
Okay.
And that just seems like a really... They go, they drink a crap load of beer, they go and watch football, and then they go out and they fight. And I don't know why, but that just sounds like a
lot
of freaking
fun. I don't see you as a fighter, Levi.
Oh,
you're gonna go punch people?
Who would you want to fight?
Anybody.
Donald Trump.
The Deadpool lady.
Drop kick her in the face.
Okay, so
I gotta see that movie now. All right, Weezer.
I just pictured John's like a scrapper.
So I'm gonna say an alternate reality, and I'm trying to think of a good example. Maybe you guys can help me out. Something really futuristic, whether it's like Minority Report.
How about the
Robot.
Back to the Future
oh,
too?
Like
yeah,
the, like the Back to the Future.
Yeah, that'd be a
2015.
A great one.
Jetsons.
Crap.
Like Interstellar or not? Was that it? Yeah. Something like ridiculously futuristic, where you have artificial intelligence like all around you, and
okay, I got
the Jetsons.
There you go.
Where people jog on the outside of the house.
Got one.
Like a 100-story building.
We'll come back.
How about you, Tiger T-Stars? What's yours?
I think I would like something simple, but like, you know, crazy shenanigans are happening all the time.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs?
Oh, maybe.
Oh, that'd be awesome! Live on that island?
What was the name? There was a show that used to be on, The N, and it was a cartoon, and basically, like, it was just like this normal town, but like weird things kept happening, and it was they called it like the Whackness or something like that. And it was just basically like a normal town, but like maybe one day the whole town turned a different color, or a big giant blob monster attacked the town. I can't remember what it was called though.
So you just want to be on mushrooms all the time.
Yeah.
Can I change my answer?
Diabetes.
I want to live in Ponyville.
Oh,
Equestria.
Yeah.
Ponyville. That'd be sweet. Yes.
I would love actually not.
Weezer looks ashamed right now.
Our little brony.
Leviticus, did you find the futuristic world you're looking for yet?
I want to change my answer.
You change yours?
Okay. I want to live in the heyday of Cybertron as a Transformer.
Oh, that'd be cool. That's a good one.
Before the war.
Okay, Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford.
Oh, Ender's Game? Star Wars?
No. We just want to live
on Harrison Ford. Underneath his
If your answer is
IBM.
Do we want to live on Harrison Ford, yes, I will.
Blade Runner.
Ooh.
That's what I was thinking.
Fighting evil robots? Or replicants, whatever they're called.
What's the movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger? And it's
the
reality TV
Running
show.
Man.
Yeah, boom, that's what you want to be in.
Right, man.
All right, so there's our answers on that one.
That was kind of cool.
Too. Yeah,
so
you want
a little digital vacation?
You just want to see a woman with three boobs?
Who doesn't?
Or pull a red thing out of your nose? Okay.
What was that, Matt?
That was the
whoa!
That was the thing I pulled out of my nose.
You're
looking
to yourself, man.
Sorry.
Heavy.
If you could, all right. So what's your? All right, guys, this is a good one. All right, number 13. All
right.
What's your favorite type of beer? Beer.
Das Bier.
Porter.
Beer is good.
Let's do type and brand. So you like Porters?
Founders Porter. That's probably my favorite.
Really?
Yeah. I really like Founders Porter.
It's good. So you like Porters a lot. How about you, Weezer?
IPA Stone Brewery.
Stone has good IPAs.
I like Belgian Wheats, and specifically Hoegaarden, for the name and the taste.
I really like IPAs, but I would say like my favorite beer is probably like a stout, and my favorite stout would be Guinness. I mean, I can't not say Guinness. I love how it's so low calories, but it's so dark and fulfilling and beautiful and creamy and robust, and it's great.
Nitrodenadium. You ever see Hot Tub Time Machine?
No.
Well, that's a funny movie. Well, basically, like,
I don't see any good movies.
They go in the hot tub, and they go back in time. Hot tub breaks, and they need this rare fake mineral or whatever. It's called nitrogenadium. It made me think of how Guinness is nitrogen gas.
Yeah.
It's a funny movie.
It's an underratedly funny movie.
Was it?
Number one and two are really funny.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the second one either.
They're really funny.
Yeah.
Do you guys like hybrids? Like mixing beers together? Do you
like
enjoy the hybrids?
Like a snake bite or something like that?
There's a couple of them that we...
Black and tans?
No.
No, you're not a big mixer?
Not me.
Nah.
I like black and tans. I like blacksmiths too. Guinness and Smithix. Other than that, I don't really go
too crazy. I
don't
like Guinness, so black and tans are my favorite.
Okay, number 14. Which is the better comic book universe, DC Comics or Marvel?
Marvel.
Whew, that was right to the punch there. You're a Marvel guy.
Yeah.
I know someone else in this room who's a Marvel guy, too. Would you like to show your...
No, the correct answer is Dark Horse. I'm just kidding. But I'll go with Marvel. I think Marvel's better.
Yeah. How about you, Weezer?
Man, I really like DC.
Ooh.
Tearing the better universe. Well, Marvel is in everybody's face now.
Yeah, you're right.
It's in everybody's face.
Yeah,
I think DC is a little bit more mysterious.
Mysterious, more complex.
Yeah,
with the different Earths,
the multiverse,
and the multiverses and stuff. If you were asking like the kid in me heart, like. Fun, I would say, Marvel. But if you want to, the comics that I like to read that make me cry like a freaking baby and make me contemplate life and death and my own morality is DC. Like, DC is just so beautifully written. It's so deep. It's so, some of it's so dark. I over the years, as I get older, I become more and more of a DC guy. But I've always been more on the Marvel spectrum of things. Because I think why you appreciate, why people appreciate Marvel more is because you can relate to the Marvel characters. You could be one of those characters. You could possibly have a Spider-Man. It's not too far off, right?
But, I mean,
but to have a Superman is a little far. You could have a, you can relate to Batman. That's it. Who else can you relate to?
I saw a post someone put on.
Two cents, like a little joke.
A little bit, yeah.
Because he's kind of like Batman.
Yeah.
Who is? Arrow.
Green Arrow.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
I saw a joke someone put on where it's like, there's in America 100 people who have over $100 billion. How come we don't have a Batman?
Right? Why is Donald Trump not Batman yet?
Are you kidding? He's going to, first thing this Donald Trump man's going to do is get all the Mexicans out. Stop it.
Who do you think is like the ultimate hero out of those universes?
I love Batman. Batman is like one of my top heroes in general.
Yeah, so Batman is. Batman. Yeah. Batman's just so relatable, and
I think he truly
is so,
like,
such a good rogues gallery.
Has the weight of a hero on his shoulders, unlike, you know, Superman,
sure,
is kind of like not really like tied to Earth. It's not really his home planet, but he wants to help. But Batman.
So you'd pick Batman out of both universes?
Yeah.
How about you, Weiss?
Are you asking? DC,
like,
definitely.
You think the best hero out of both universes to combine?
Combined?
Yeah. So, like, the ultimate victor.
I like Batman. I'm going to agree.
Yeah.
Because I think he's more relatable. So, to the geek in me, to the inner child in me, it makes me think that could be me.
It happened.
You know?
It could be you, for
sure.
I think Batman, but I also think Spider-Man's up there too.
Yeah.
Spider-Man is
spanking.
So spanking the dog because it's driving me crazy. Spider-Man is realistically Marvel Universe's Batman.
Yeah,
because he's the most relatable.
He truly has
a
weight of a hero.
He's a kid.
Because he has a lot of struggles he's going through.
Yeah.
His uncle died.
The struggle is real.
With great power comes great responsibility.
He tries not to take that for granted.
All right. Number 15. If you could create the ultimate theme park, what would it be?
I think like a comic book based theme park where you have the best of both worlds. Like a DC part and then like a Marvel part. Maybe.
More
you
worlds.
Get the
like
best
a,
of both worlds.
Yeah, sorry. My way, I'm not invited to our
comic
book.
I like
Cyrus World.
Okay, so.
Burn it to the ground.
Here we go.
Have you ridden the twerk yet?
That's where you just go up and down.
Oh my God.
And then you walk out like you're on acid.
Alright, so the entrance to my theme park is just going to be a bunch of breweries.
For some reason,
about burritos.
I thought, I don't know why,
okay.
A butthole.
Sure. Okay, so entrance, it's going to be a bunch of breweries.
Okay, that'd be awesome.
Alright, once you
so like
get
a,
through.
A world of beer.
Exactly. Once you get through the entrance, bunch of taco stands. Going back to
that. I think just food stands.
This is
like food trucks
Levi stuff. World.
Yeah, exactly.
Leviticus World.
Leviticus World. Taco stands. Okay, first ride is going to be Star Tours. Second ride is going to be Pirates Caribbean.
So far
so
good.
So it's Disney World with taco stands.
Tacos
and breweries.
It's like Empire.
And then the whole rest of it is going to be Six Flags.
Must be 2 feet to ride.
I would love to see a WWE theme park.
That'd be cool.
How would that work?
I think it would just be fun. I think
some, like, odd, weird
I think you just have roller coasters and rides named after wrestlers. Like, like you have, like, a Hulk Hogan and a Hulkamaniac coaster or something. Mm-hmm. It's red and yellow.
Get to ride on these pythons, brother.
Right? And, like, in the it's got two big hills that look like his python arms.
Instead of a teacup, it's his muscles in your spine.
Awesome. You could have an Andre the Giant ride.
You could. It could be like the tallest roller coaster. It could be like, yep.
Did you know today, like, is 23 years?
Today is 23 years from Andre the Giant passing away. Anybody want a peanut? Oh, I just got sad now. You have a Macho Man ride. You know, I just think it would be fun. I think it would be neat. All right, how about you, Tommy? I keep hitting your hands.
I already said it.
Yeah,
already
said it.
Oh, how about Weezer? Weezer didn't do one. How about you, Weezer?
Comic Land.
Oh, man. I don't know. It's a good one. It's hard not to think of things that already exist.
Yeah, right.
That's why I just mixed everything
together. How about, like,
I think what I would do is I would have some type of bad guy world where you can be the bad guy.
Yeah.
And you could, like, rob a bank or something.
That'd be cool.
That'd be
and
cool.
And you could
What was that movie?
Out.
Where for one day you could...
Where they robbed the bank!
The Purge.
Yeah.
No, it wouldn't be like that. That
was just complete
terrible.
Chaos.
Were you just on a bed stabbing
it? Just saying, you said bad guy. You said bad guy, so I was like, well, that's a bad guy.
I chose to be Victor Zsasz and stab 20.
And then cut myself.
Yeah.
Victor Zsasz is so messed up. I hate that character.
I think that'd be cool, though. Like, you have they're like going along with the bank robbery and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be cool.
So, Tom, what if Krang had his own?
Welcome to the Krang Experience. Build your own foot soldier. And we have tea time where we talk about the tunnel.
Right.
It'd also be cool to have take like nursery rhymes and stuff and just make them really twisted.
Oh, man.
Like Ring Around the Rosie is pretty cool. Twisted if you know what it actually means.
Yeah,
that would be pretty cool. All right, number 16. What is your favorite podcast that we've recorded so far? So we've done 20. And I would say it wouldn't necessarily have to be best, but what is just your own personal favorite? Whether you listened to it and you weren't here and you really liked it, or you were here, it doesn't matter. How about you, Tom? Two Stars? You got one off the top of your head?
I need to think.
Okay. I really liked the one where we...
I'm going to wait for Levi to give an answer, then I'll give
an
answer.
I'll try to think of one.
I don't remember the episode, but I like the one where we were talking about Daredevil and we went into and we talked about Walking. It was the Walking Dead episode, I think.
That was a good one.
And we were talking about Walking Dead and we kept, you can't protect them, Rick, and all that. I think that one was a lot of fun. That one was good.
That makes you think of the Chili episode where you're like, you can't protect your butt, Rick. I love that part.
I like the celebrity one, too, where Tommy was going through and doing all the celebrity impressions. That was a lot of fun, and we were trying to throw him off and get him to do all the different ones.
I would have to say that's my favorite.
Well, the celebrity
one? I laughed so hard just to his Christopher Walken impression.
Yeah, it's so good.
Those turtles, they're driving me nuts.
Or what was we were talking about a ride, right? What was
yeah,
it?
The disaster ride at Universal.
Yeah,
where he was the director.
Yeah,
that was funny. And the first Shamrock Comics episode was fun too.
That was fun.
That one was pretty good.
It was glorious.
How about you, Weezer? Do you have any favorites? I know you haven't been to a whole lot, but any that you listen to that you like a lot?
I think the Chili episode
was
one of the most fun ones.
Chili
we
one
had
was
a
good.
Lot of people.
Yeah,
it was
that was
like
a full house.
The four
night.
Of us plus Larry.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
That was cool. A good one.
We were all firing on all cylinders.
I like the nights when we're all together.
Aw, me too. I know we're missing Larry tonight. Okay. All right. Number 17. What is one toy from your childhood that you want again? So if you could go back and pick like any toy that you maybe never got and you really want to have, or one toy you had that you love that you want again, whatever.
Mine would be two things. I got a Nerf bow and arrow, which was awesome. And then the Ninja Turtles pizza thrower.
Oh, that thing was so cool, man.
So cool. So much fun.
That was a lot of fun. All those old turtle toys were so cool.
Yeah. They were cool. I had a Michelangelo where you squeeze his legs and his head pops out.
Oh, that one was great.
Yeah.
That's awesome. How about you, Leviticus? You got one?
So when I lived in California, I lived in a town called Joshua Tree. Anyways, my neighbor across the street had a... That's why I threw it out there. My neighbor across the street, and I really wanted this toy. He actually had a Millennium Falcon. It was a big one, and it opened up, and it had where you can put a bunch of different toys containing
the
Star
case.
Wars in it.
They had that. They had the Vader mask too.
And I think
they
got
a C-3PO one too.
I think it made noise. Yeah,
it's awesome. How about you, Tommy Two Stars?
Another one of an underrated movie that I really loved, especially as a kid, was Small Soldiers. Where they had they were trying to come out with a new brand of toy that's cool, and they're like, what if it played with itself? And so they made these little robots that kind of war with each other, and the soldiers kind of went crazy. But, I had the Archer and a bunch of the other ones. I would love if I could get that set back, because I love that movie. It was cool.
Yeah.
The Gorgons.
I remember
the toy
that movie
shop
now.
And when they turned all the Barbies into war.
The Gwen dolls.
Yeah.
I couldn't say Barbies. It was Gwen dolls.
There's so many for me. I love my Stretch Armstrong toy. Stretch Armstrong is so dumb now that you think about it, when his arms are stretched. But I love that thing, and my brother broke it.
Aww.
And so that kind of sucked. And then I would love to have a whole bunch of the Ninja Turtle toys.
I would
love to have the pizza thrower and all the turtles and Shredder.
I had these ones that was like Splinter that transformed into the turtle van. That was cool.
Yeah. I would love to have the He-Man castle. We had that when we were a kid, too. My brother had that. I think that would be super cool to have, too. All right. 18. What Disney live action do you want to see next? So a couple weeks ago, we talked about Disney making live action movies and stuff and ones they came out with. What's one live action Disney movie that you think would be great? We kind of touched on it a little bit. I thought it would be fun to touch on it some more. Sorry, I just yawned. I don't know if you hear that or not, but it was bad.
No, I think I might keep it.
You
need
to suck on one of those teeth.
I wonder if I can get my own boob in my mouth.
Everybody likes their own brand, don't they?
Oh, God. How about you, Ludwig? I guess you got a Disney live action you'd love to see.
When we talked about it last, I threw out Aladdin.
Yeah.
I think that'd be really
cool. Who would you cast as Al?
Oh, God.
Channing Tatum.
I don't
know. That'd be the most stiff, awkward Aladdin ever.
I just figured we were whitewashing Hollywood and we just...
Channing Tatum is a Moroccan man. A scrawny
Me and Crystal watch Magic Mike. What is it? XXX?
Gosh.
All right.
How about...
I'll just leave it at that.
How about Aziz Ansari?
That would be awesome.
You guys, I'm trying to steal some apples.
Oh my god.
Give me that monkey.
Matt's gonna die.
That was perfect.
I would get the girl in there.
Oh my god!
Totally serious. I'm rich and everything. I'm not actually a bum.
Totally serious. I love you. Who'd you cast as Jasmine? Megan Fox.
We need like the blondest, whitest person.
Channing Tatum and Amanda Seyfried. Yeah.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Channing Tatum and Emma Stone. Caitlyn Jenner.
As the genie.
And Christopher Walken as Jafar. What would that sound like, Tommy?
You know, I'm tired of these street rats.
Gotta get them out of here.
I want to be an all-powerful genie.
Who would voice the monkey?
Oh, it would talk, or it would just make noises?
Yeah, Boo.
Yeah, you gotta have a Boo have a voice.
Or, I'm sorry. If anything, Boo. I'm the parrot.
The parrot?
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought
Gilbert Godfrey
did great.
Yeah. Louis Black.
Nice. That'd be good.
That'd be cool, right?
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
What are you scream back from all over the place?
Who would be a genie since Robin Williams is gone?
Oh man.
It's gotta be like someone who's like really boisterous.
Yeah.
But you don't laugh too many.
I know he wouldn't do as good as Robin Williams, but Kevin James probably
did. Yeah, I was that was
Kevin
I was
James
thinking.
Would be great, or I was thinking Jack Black.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, maybe
yeah.
Jack
those,
Black.
Those would be
He'd
good
be
too.
Good, yeah.
All right, so that was fun.
Aladdin. We have one.
Aladdin.
For
Aladdin. How about you? You got one?
It's hard to think of one because a lot of them have to do with animals that are alive.
Trying to humanize animals.
I know, that's really difficult.
We're doing Jungle Book.
Yeah, I'm excited
that looks
to see
sweet.
That.
I
want to
see
really
that
cool.
really bad.
They already got Christopher Walken in that one. So.
Yeah. I would really like to see.
We don't either, if it helps.
Oh my gosh. What is that movie?
Explain it.
Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. They already made live action Peter Pan.
James and the Giant Peach?
No, it's not Disney. I was going to say Peter Pan, they've already done Peter Pan. Wow! That was a little aggressive
Peter
there.
Peter Pan, they've done already.
Yeah, they have, but it wasn't like the Disney movie.
You know,
though.
They could do a really dark version of The Sword in the Stone.
That would be cool. That would be pretty good. Dark version of Sword in the Stone.
Get the kid who played the One King from Game of Thrones, the one everybody hated.
What if they did like a Mickey Mouse live action movie type? Like, where they did, like... Yeah, that just sounds awful.
If anything, you'd have to do, like,
bad.
The Smurfs was, like, CG Smurfs with live-action characters. You do CG Mickey.
Pluto! We gotta go down to the market! We gotta get you a collar at PetSmart! You chewed through your last one.
What about,
let's go get some alcohol! And party! Oh, boy! Shake that tall fella! Someone roofing my drink!
What about Little Mermaid?
Yeah, I think that would be a good second.
That would be an awesome Channing Tatum movie.
It'd be Ariel?
Yeah.
Because that's a shirtless the whole time. Just give a long plug. Oh, man.
You know, most of them would end up being like really, really intense, dark movies.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look at, what was it? Sleeping Beauty?
Maleficent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was really good.
It looked
yeah.
like really
well,
dark.
What if they like did Lady and the Tramp, but they
used
took
no
the
dogs.
Story and just made it in a human version?
With Channing Tatum.
Sure. Or like Aristocats.
Right.
They took the Aristocats story, and gave all the same names and everything, put it in France, but they turned them into humans.
That actually could turn out pretty good.
Yeah.
They could switch that up.
So a bunch of rich white people stuck in the French countryside trying to make their way home. They have Google Maps. Okay, we're about to
It'd have to be set at the same time period, yeah. Tommy. Not in our time period. Sorry. Let's just call Uber. Did they have Uber in France?
Germany, definitely.
My favorite part is the two dogs when they're on the tricycle. You remember that?
It's been a long time since I don't remember that. I remember the goose.
I like the male cat.
Well, we had a final.
Just when they waddled and walked at that music. Oh, I remember that.
The geese, yeah.
Alright, so number 8, we have two 18s. How did that happen?
I don't know,
so
we're doing both.
Let's just do both. 18A. What superhero would you want to get drunk with? So, what superhero do you think would be fun to just to like go to a pub with and
I think
get
we should
drunk
avoid people with super strength.
You guys are awesome. Don't care.
Go fly
through the building.
Not Tony Stark, because he would get all angry.
Yeah,
because he's got a little bit of a drinking problem.
He's an alcoholic, yes. So that would be a downer. So that just got serious real quick.
Go downhill pretty fast.
I'm going to say the Flash.
Flash?
Yeah. Fun.
Because once you run out of money, you can just do a bunch of beer runs.
Now, what they say is the Flash can get drunk because his metabolism is so fast.
Right.
And even metabolism.
That's why he's the perfect DR.
Yeah.
The perfect DR.
Check out Flash!
He doesn't even have a runner, just hop on his back. Take me home!
Slow down, I gotta pee. Let's go to Taco Bell.
I think Deadpool, even though I claimed my hatred for Deadpool earlier, I think that'd be fun because he would just be gone. You'd be gone out crazy, pranking people, doing all sorts of
I don't think
of
he would need
stuff.
To drink because, if anything, he probably can't get drunk either.
Yeah.
But he would just go crazy.
Spider-Man would be fun.
Yeah, I think that'd be fun.
Pull your snot out! No? No?
Is that Nixon?
Totally made my fool myself.
What was that?
Tell
us what it's from.
Billy Madison?
Oh. Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, man.
It just really made me want to have a voice.
He goes to his girlfriend's house and then she slams the door on him. And so
all
he's
right,
like,
boys, no, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. All right, boys, no, no. Let's go. Let's go.
Mr. Penguins.
Get home with the penguin and Billy Madison.
Sounds like a good time.
Mine would be Yoda. I think it would be funny as hell.
That would be funny.
900 years I am. That'd be a long time I have.
He'd be like the best wingman.
He's just on your shoulder.
What? No, she does.
No.
Sign, what are you?
See down her shirt, I can.
That'd be a really short.
Two shots.
Well, he was on your shoulders.
Oh,
he'd be a good beer pong partner.
He would be.
He just
I just picture him like just... like under the table, and then like when the ball comes, just flops up.
Oh, yeah, I totally want to get drunk with Yoda now. That does sound amazing.
Yoda and Chewie.
Yeah, Chewie would be fun to drink with too.
Drinking out of Han Solo cups.
I feel like he's a sad drunk. He's a sad drunk.
Chewie?
Yeah,
Chewie.
Now he is.
Now he just goes off about Kylo Ren. He's like, I told Han when he was 10, this boy's going to be trouble. I told him. He didn't believe me. But in his garble tongue. It's not a superhero, but we were talking about him earlier. I would have loved to drink with Andre the Giant. Like, the stories of, like, how... And I know they're all probably legends now. But, like, how he could drink, like, 125 beers and not get drunk.
Wow.
One time he drank, like, 23 bottles of wine in France and didn't get drunk. And he would just, like, pay for whole bar tabs and stuff.
He's like the Hulk.
The stories, like... That's my favorite thing about Hulk Hogan's biography is he had like two chapters just of Andre's stories. And they're so just like unbelievable. Like him flipping cars over and it's just crazy. I think he would be a lot of fun to drink with.
Yeah.
He's not a superhero.
Nobody would fight you.
No, they wouldn't.
My buddy here.
I'm going to beat you.
What if Andre the Giant got drunk with Yoda?
That'd be awesome. He'd probably get mad and just throw him across the room or something.
Take you down, I will. One more shot. Oh,
yeah. All right. Number 19.
Did we do 18B?
That was 18B.
That was 18B.
Oh, 18A was the live action Disney.
That's right. Okay.
In a California burrito, they put french fries in them. What is your favorite mashup food? So, like, what are other crazy sandwiches and stuff that they do that
you just said mine.
California burritos.
Yeah.
California burritos undeniable.
I think it's Katy Perry's favorite now, too.
Really? You okay there?
Dying.
Oh, man. I would love just like with the Fat Sandy at Munchies 420 where they got mac and cheese. Yeah, I love trying like a regular cheeseburger.
So the Fat Sandy's like a 12-inch hoagie roll.
Yeah.
And they put cheeseburgers on it.
Cheeseburgers.
Chicken tenders.
Chicken tenders.
Onion rings.
No, they put the spuds on there.
The spuds and mac and cheese.
So that is pretty good. Like a Five Guys burger with mac and cheese, like a double burger, yeah, like between the two patties, I think that'd be a perfect mashup. Right,
when I worked for Burger King, I used to take and I would make a surf and turf burger. So I would take a Whopper and I would put a fish patty on it.
Mm.
But instead of the mayonnaise and ketchup, I would put tartar sauce. And it was pretty amazing.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, it was really good. And then I really like, there's a restaurant I went to called Promantis, which is kind of in the northeast, and it was, the one I went to was in downtown Pittsburgh, was the original one, and they have just regular sandwiches. They take, like, normal deli sandwiches, but then they put, kind of like California burrito, they put all the sides on the sandwich. So the coleslaw they pile on it, on the first side, and the french fries, and they just sham it all together. And so every sandwich you get there is like that. So if you get an egg sandwich, a steak sandwich, just like a roast beef sandwich, you put all the sides right in the sandwich and smash it. That was pretty interesting.
Hulk smash sandwich.
I think my favorite combination of two types of food is grilled cheese and tomato soup.
Yeah.
I think that's...
You know what? You're darn right. A good tomato soup with a little dipped cheese in there.
Yeah,
When you put just a nice little slice of ham in your grilled cheese, too.
You fry some bologna. That's what I would do.
Yes.
Let's eat some grilled cheese now. And Leviticus, you already said California burrito.
Damn straight.
I need to have one of these. Do they have them at the San Diego place?
Yeah.
Okay, so when we
go. Yes, sir.
Also, since we're talking about food mashups, we got to do with the McWhopper.
Right. The McWhopper I had that was supplied to me by Weezer was pretty amazing. It was pretty good. I think I probably died a little bit that night, but it was pretty awesome.
Captain Diabetes struck again.
All right. Number 20.
Dun, 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 dun.
Veggie beer? So,
question mark?
Who put the question marks on the computer?
If you're going to make a beer out of veggie,
he wouldn't get that reference.
No, he wouldn't. No, no.
Haven't seen Anchorman.
No.
Anchorman.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
What vegetables would you use to make the perfect
Baxter!
Beer?
Baxter!
Sorry.
What vegetables would you use to make the perfect beer? So, if you had to make a vegetable beer, if for some odd reason you had a woman who was like, yeah, we're going to drink beer,
like
it's got to have
some,
veggies in it.
Some random sort of top chef secret ingredient is
don't they
vegetables.
Already make tomato?
They make... celery soda, but I don't know about beer.
What's that called? The
Clamato.
The Bud Light Clamato.
Oh, Clamatos are awesome,
man.
Yeah,
I already made Clamatos.
Tomato juice, clam juice, and like a light beer. That's good stuff.
Yeah, I think Budweiser makes it.
Yeah.
But a tomato is a fruit.
Boom! Drop the mic, walk away. I think, Brussels sprouts.
I was thinking the same thing.
I mean,
do you think you'll really be able to taste? I mean,
I don't know, because like a barley, is that why? The shape on
it. It's a lot. I would say it's in the lettuce family.
Yeah, you're right.
I think Brussels sprouts in like an IPA would be interesting.
Yeah,
carrots would be good too. If you make like a carrot and pumpkin, throw it a beer, maybe. Yeah. How about you, Weezer? You're a beer guy.
They have, they already have a lot of them, but sweet potato beer is really good. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sweet potato porters are really good.
Would be good.
I think like some sort of like pickly IPA with a little bitter pickle.
Ooh, yeah. Pickle IPA. That's mm-hmm. a good idea. Mm-hmm. Or like a cucumber. Yeah. Like a cucumber. Oh, they have cucumber Saison.
Yeah.
I've had a cucumber Saison before. That was pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Vegetables and beer, though, I just, I don't know. I feel evil.
If I have to, that's what I'll do. If I have a choice.
Well, you can be like, I already have my daily intake of vegetables.
I had a six pack.
What about an asparagus beer?
Why do you make that face when you say asparagus?
No, I love asparagus.
Oh, okay. I was like, asparagus is the best vegetable ever.
Thinking and asparagus tasting beer, I don't know.
The only downside for me is when I drink a lot, I have to pee a lot. So the only thing I picture is I just pee and it smells horrible all the time.
Yeah.
Eggplant.
I keep on trying to make eggplant parmesan, but Crystal doesn't want it.
Well, you can make it for me.
For us. We should all make it. It's really good.
Put it in my mouth! We had to pull that one out on this episode.
That's right, we haven't said it yet. Holy crap. Right?
We haven't.
Put it.
But the eggplant parmesan in my mouth! Eggplant Michelangelo's pizza restaurant. I know you don't like Michelangelo's. You need to eat it there. Have you been there?
It's okay there.
They make an eggplant parmesan pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And it's awesome. You haven't? Have you you've had it?
No, but yeah. It's gotta be a sub.
Some
eggplant parmesan sub.
Something bad went down to Michelangelo, apparently.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I love you.
Avocado IPA.
Oh, ooh. That's a neat idea.
Ooh.
That is nice.
I think the fatties would work good in that.
Yeah.
I was thinking like an artichoke, like take an artichoke. But I don't know how that would work. Never mind.
Spinach artichoke IPA?
Well, I don't know about IPA, but...
A spinach would be good. Spinach what can you put in, like, a stout? Like a spinach stout?
Call it the Popeye.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Mm. Sell it right there.
I know, right? It'd be hard. There's really no dark or robust flavors enough to really... be able to stand out in the stouts. I don't
what
think.
About a garlic?
You could do like, I mean, they have like pepper, like jalapeno peppers jalapeno and stuff like that. You could do like
remember the one that you had?
Radish.
Yeah, there you go.
That would be cool. You know how they do the beers with the hop beers, but you do it with radish instead? Mm-hmm. That'd be neat.
Water chestnuts.
I love water chestnuts. All right, foodies and geeks, thank you for joining us for our 20th episode and 20 questions. I think it's going to be 20 and 21, so I hope you enjoyed the two episodes. We had a lot of fun talking about 20 questions. Did you guys have fun?
That was good. That was fun.
I thought it was awful.
I thought it sucked out loud. Come on, guys. Come on.
Don't listen to that guy.
I love it.
It was really good.
Just take that episode and put it in my ears.
You can't protect your ears, Rick.
What on earth is he putting in my ears?
Keep calm and geek off.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.